Hey guys, it's Aaron with Alkaline Radio here, and today I just wanted to talk about the topic of a discussion in regards to me hearing a lot of people complaining about certain foods and ingredients being too expensive and just costing too much, right? Affordability issues. That's essentially what I want to talk about today. I know that some people out there might be struggling in regards to, like, while they're being on this lifestyle, certain foods are really expensive, right? I'll just give you guys just like quick little example. I was actually out here, there's a little city out here, it's called Burnaby. So I was out there at one of the farmers markets, and normally they have like really good deals on all their produce and stuff. And I remember I was gonna grab blackberries, and it was for like a big box of it, I think it was like $8 or $9. And it was this really, really small little box of them, right? And I was just like, I don't know if I'm paying $9 for that, right? Because in that sense, the only reason I said I didn't want to pay $9 for that specifically is because when I go to maybe some other, so around, I'll normally go to the farmer's market because the farmer's markets have the best deals, right? And the best produce that's GMO free and like not sprayed with pesticides or anything. Let's say if I go to like Save On Foods around this corner, or Safeway, or, you know, whatever it is, these big grocery stores that you guys have near your locations too, sometimes I'll just grab blackberries and stuff from there, right? As long as I know that they're organic and, you know, they're not sprayed with any pesticides or anything, I'll normally just grab the blackberries from there because they normally have a bigger box and it's cheaper. So the more of this whole story of what I'm telling you is I'm saying this solely for the fact of this difference between kind of being, I guess for lack of a better word, just cheap in regards to your health, right? So there's always two different ways to look at things. So I know that from my perspective, I don't know if you guys have heard some of my previous podcasts, but I know that in one of my previous podcasts, I talked about soursop, right? And how a soursop here costs almost $50 to get one, just one. Again, I'm not a soursop expert, so I don't know. It's like 1 pound of soursop. I don't know what it is, but it's just one big soursop, right? And I know that when I was looking on Superstore, it was about like $40-something, and then with shipping, it'd be cost almost over 50, right? So now the problem wasn't the fact of me spending $50 on soursop, right? I don't really care about that. It's the fact that I just feel like it's, I could probably get a better deal somewhere else, right? And I just know that since it's Superstore and it's hard to find, it's more expensive. So in regards to that, you're going to keep scouring for deals. That'd be my suggestion. Like not deals in regards to that, but like deals in the sense of, what's the best price, right? You shouldn't be overspending on like produce and all the foods that you're grabbing. You shouldn't have to overpay for a lot of these things, right? So when you're finding deals, just try to find the best deals that you possibly can. There's a difference between being cheap on your health and just kind of being smart, right? Realizing, okay, well, I'm not going to spend this much money at whatever supermarket because they're charging me more, right? I forgot what it was. It's really hard to get baby bananas here, right? Like a big pack of baby bananas. So usually what I'll do is I'll go to TNT Supermarket. It's this local Asian supermarket in Vancouver, and they have... So what they do is they have baby bananas, and it's just 5 baby bananas. So just 5 baby bananas in a little roll. And what they do is instead of having just the baby bananas out, they put it inside this little like wrap, and then they wrap it up with like cellophane. I'm sorry guys if I don't know what the name is, but like it's like that little foam stuff. And then when you go there, they have just packs of 4 baby bananas out. So a pack of 4, a pack of 4, a pack of 4. So usually when I go there, I have to grab like 4 different packs because there's only 4 baby bananas in each one. And I think they cost like 2-something. So it comes up to like, yeah, guys, do the math, right? So it's like almost $3. I buy 4 of them, like 4 or 5 of them, right? Because honestly, they're just so easy to consume. 4 baby bananas is nothing. I eat those normally in the morning. Or like in order to make ice cream, I normally have to get 8 of them and chop them up and put them in the freezer. So like that's really difficult for me to find. So I'm willing to pay a little bit more because at the end of the day, I want to be able to eat my bananas, right? I barely could find burrow bananas here ever. And the baby bananas I ever find are just the ones at the TNT supermarket that are like wrapped up instead of it just being in these big like bundles, like how you normally just see the bananas out here. It's just a bunch of bananas, and you just pick out as many as you want, throw them in a bag, and just go pay for them, right? But yeah, like at the supermarket over here, it's different, and then they're already pre-packaged and essentially all you do is just, they're prepackaged in packages of just four baby bananas laid out, and then that's all you could get, and you just got to keep getting as many packs as you can to satisfy your cravings, right? So in regards to that, I'm willing to spend a little bit more solely for the fact that that's something that I need, right? So like maybe in regards to some of you guys, let's say you really need soursop and you're in a point where maybe you're really sick or you have a disease and you know that this is really going to work for you, and it's you know, because it's medicine, right? It's what you need, right? You shouldn't really have to worry about the money in that regards. You know, using simple logic, so yeah, the soursop's $50, but when I see like friends and family buying pills, prescription drugs, they're paying like $75 for like a small pack of like 12 prescription pills. So thinking of it from that perspective, if you're going to pay $75 for prescription drugs, I'd rather pay $50 for the soursop, right? So it's whatever perspective and whatever way you guys are seeing it from, right? One thing on this journey, I know some of you guys might be struggling. You know, I was in the same situation too. And I still am maybe sometimes in certain situations where I'm like, all right, I don't want to spend this much money on X, Y, and Z, right? Whatever the case may be. And I know some of you guys probably out there are struggling with this. Like, I know a lot of people are in the same positions, and I might not be in the same position in regards to like being strapped for cash, but I am in the same position in regards to I'm not going to overspend on something that I feel like I could go get it at a different market for a better price, and I just feel like I'm getting ripped off, right? So yeah, guys, that's just my little take on it is there's differences between being cheap and just being smart with your spending, right? So like I know another thing here is it's super hard to get alkaline water at a good price here, right? Like alkaline water, non-ozonated, pure mineral alkaline water, right? So I'll normally just grab the good ones here are Evian. And Evian, they literally only sell singular bottles. So I think it's like $2 per each bottle. And I don't know how many liters they are. Hold up, I think I have it right here. Whatever, I don't know how many liters these water bottles are, but they cost $2.50 to grab one. So I'll normally grab like 10 of them, and yeah, do the math. That comes up to like almost like $28, almost $30 with taxes. So I'm spending almost $30 on like 10 water bottles, and that stuff lasts me maybe like a couple of days. And I'd want to say like maybe 3 days, maybe a little bit more. It all just depends, right? If I'm working out, then obviously I'm going to need more water. You know, it just all depends on how my day is going. But so what I ended up finding was I was like, one day I was thinking about how can I get a bundles of alkaline water without having to buy just solely like one Evian bottle and buy like 15 of them by themselves for $2.50 each. And I just feel like that's just, it's such a ripoff. So I went on the internet and I searched alkaline water, and I found, I think it's Whole Foods has, it's called Spring Water 365 or something like that, and it's non-ozonated alkaline water with the mineral content that the body needs. And yeah, like non-ozonated, that's like one of the most, the hardest type of water to find here. Like I'll find mineral water, but it's always ozonated. And that one's not ozonated, and I think I got a pack of 24 for $10, $10 to $12, if I remember correctly, which is way cheaper. I was spending like $30 on Evian waters, and I would only be getting 10 like bigger bottles. But this one, I'm getting a 24 pack, and that one, I'm getting just like 10 big bottles, and lasts me like 3 days, 4 days maximum, right? And so that was just me kind of just thinking, okay, like just realistically thinking, okay, I'm not going to keep spending this much on this water, especially like when I go across the border, because out here in Vancouver, it's we live right next to the border to Seattle, and whenever we'll go across the border to the States, I'll go see the Evian water there, and they'll have like a huge pack for like $10, a huge pack of like 12 of them. Yeah, and it's just crazy. Like, and then when I come back here, I'm like, I can only find singular bottles everywhere I go, and you know, it just doesn't make any sense. I'm not going to buy 15 bottles by itself for $3 a piece and just feel like I'm going to get ripped off, right? Because the moral of the point is, it's not even the money as much as it is the principle. Like, I'm not going to spend that much when I realize that you guys are ripping me off. I'm not going to spend that much when I realize I could get a better deal somewhere else. At the same time, I realized that I'm going to spend money on my health, because, you know, health is wealth. And, you know, at the end of the day, living a happy, healthy life means more to me than anything, right? And I don't know, again, some of you guys probably are in the same position that I am, is it does, right? Like, that's why we all got started on this alkaline journey at this in the first place, is because we all want to live happy, healthy lifestyles and not have to worry about sickness, disease, like just little simple things, right? Like the common cold, right? Little sicknesses like that, right? These things always appearing out of nowhere, right? Just things that you realize just aren't good for you. But yeah, guys, I just wanted to just let you guys know that maybe some of you guys are struggling. There's always a will, there's a way, right? Yeah, like where I'm at, honestly, it's really difficult. And I know maybe some of you guys are even in worse places than I am in regards to finding foods that are on the Dr. Sebi nutritional guide, right? They probably even cost more, right? But just realize, guys, that if there's a will, there's a way, right? Just try to use your brain, try to think, try to find whatever ways you can. Like in regards to me, I wanted to find spring water that wasn't ozonated, that was actually good mineral water for a good price, right? I'm not going to overspend for no reason, especially when I'm buying it every week, right? So I used the internet as a resource, and I searched alkaline water in Canada, and that was the one that I found on Amazon, and I just bought it. And I've been getting it for like the last month now. Before that, I was like stuck. Before that, I actually used to grab these big water, those jugs that you attach to the water. I don't know if it's called like a water dispenser. And, but then after, so they never used to ozonate it before, but now recently when I started going back, I started to realize that on the bottle it said ozonated. So then I had to stop getting that. And then I was kind of stuck with buying the Evian waters for a little while. And I was like, I don't want to keep on spending this much on water bottles, especially when those things didn't even last me that long. They last me like 3 days. If I'd work out, sometimes they would last me even like 2.5 days, you know, like maximum 4 days. Anyway, yeah, just that's just the moral of my point, guys, is just if there's a will, there's a way. Just try to work your way around it, right? Maybe some of you guys live in places where it's like almost impossible to get you know, tropical fruits and stuff, right? I know it's raining here 6 months out of the year. You know, there's gotta be a will, there's a way, right? So use the internet as a resource, find your local farmer's markets. I know that's what I do, right? I didn't even know that there's a farmer's market out here in Surrey that, actually has fresh burdock root. And I went there and I was like, my mind was blown. I bought a bunch of sticks of the fresh burdock root. And just eat that stuff. It tastes just like carrot does. Honestly, it's really, really good. And yeah, that's just me going around, going on my phone, searching farmers markets in the area, and then just going and checking them out every week just to see which one has things that I'm looking for, right? I know that one of the farmers markets I went to had a bunch of different types of squashes, and you know, I would just try different ones and see which ones I really liked, right? Yeah, so there's going to be situations where you guys are probably stuck and you're in a situation where maybe you're like, oh, I can't get this. Like, I know in regards to me, I wanted to try Fonio really, really bad. I still haven't even been able to try it because it's so hard for me to get over here. I gotta order it from the States, then I've got to pay plus shipping. I'm going to end up ordering it eventually, but like, the point is just that, right, is the fact of me feeling like, you know, I look at the prices in America, I'm like, man, these guys are paying like whatever the price is, right? I don't know how much phone it is, but I know that's not that expensive. And I was trying to order, and I think it was coming up to like $30 or something like that when I was ordering it online. So, you know, I was going to end up finding some other, places. Maybe there is somebody out here that sells it too. I don't know. I got to go check out some of these like specialty little family owned business stores. Maybe they have it. I don't know. But yeah, guys, the point is that you'll start to learn, like maybe some of you guys that are newer are having a little tougher time, but as you keep moving on with this journey, that, you know, I remember hearing this quote, I forgot where it was from, but it was essentially saying, if you ask yourself certain questions, you realize that you're going to get the answers to those questions. So let's say, like a little example, so let's say you're saying, like the water's too expensive. The alkaline water here is just too expensive. It's just too expensive. Like, and you know, you think, okay, well, I'm not going to be able to even get alkaline water here for a good price. So there's no point in me even getting it. So now I already thought of that question. I'm not going to think of any other answer to find alkaline water that's actually, a good deal, like a good price, and that's good for you. Right. And, but if you flip that question and you're like, all right, I can't find any alkaline water in my area for a good price, but where can I find this using the internet as a resource? Where can I find this using anything else as a resource, right? Go to your local, like, just stores in your area, your supermarkets. Just go anywhere, guys. Any one of these, like, local family-owned businesses might have it. Maybe your local supermarket might have some good water for you guys. I'm only speaking solely for myself out here in Canada, where, well, in Vancouver, I can't speak for, you know, Toronto and stuff. I know that Toronto and stuff's a lot more, like, I don't want to say Americanized in regards to, like, they have a lot more things, easy access to, like, American items, right? As opposed to here, we always got to pay a ton for shipping, and that's why I actually have a mailbox, actually right across the border, so that sometimes when I'm ordering certain things, I just get it sent straight to that PO box, so I don't have to pay extra for shipping and then just go pick it up. So guys, that's just my little take, right? It's just, if there's a will, there's a way. Try to work your way around it. If you ever feel like you're stuck and you can't get certain things, like, let's say you can't get your hands on kale because you live in an area where it's snowing like 8 months out of the year, well, you know, look on the guide, look on some of the foods that are good for you that you know that Dr. Sebi would recommend, and if you could find those greens, then eat those, right? Just work your way around it, guys. There's always if there's a will, there's a way. I know that here it's easy access for me to get sea moss and burdock root, but bladder wax really hard for me to get, so I have to search that. I have to order that online. I could get kelp here. I could get like, there's tons of different ways for me to get my mineral content on a daily basis, but some of these things I just can't find here, right? Like, I forgot what the one was, I think it was called a valerian root. That one was really hard for me to find, so I had to order that online too. So yeah, guys, there might be times and situations where you guys are kind of stuck, and maybe you feel like you're in a situation where you know, maybe you don't want to overpay for something, or you feel like you're getting ripped off, or you feel like maybe there's another way for you to get your hands on whatever it is that you're looking for, right? Maybe if it's a produce, if it's water, if it's maybe it's some of these herbs and teas, whatever it is, right? Use the internet as a resource. Go on Google, search these things, and just see if maybe you could get them in your local area. Farmers markets are a great resource. Your local just market is a great resource. Like, there's so many great resources, guys. Maybe some of you guys live in areas where you guys have a lot of you know, people that are on this alkaline journey with you guys. You know, talk to each other, find out you know, where they're grabbing some of their foods from, right? I know that, again, I follow a lot of these guys that live in New York, and I noticed that a lot of them have a really, like, cool tight bond and a cool tight knit community where, you know, it seems like if they ever have any questions for, in regards to, you know, anything that's, you know, any questions, about this journey, or like about, you know, getting some of the foods or ingredients, that these guys are super helpful, right? I'll even see them, what's called, but that's a little bit different for me because, like I've said, there's not a lot of people that are on this alkaline journey with me, here that I know, right? Besides the people, you know, my friends and family. And every now and then when I meet random other individuals. But so for me, I kind of use the internet as a resource, and I use social media, and I try to use any other platform and just try to, you know, use these groups, go to these Dr. Sebi Facebook groups, do whatever I can to try to, you know, sometimes I'll just get some great ideas going to these places and using those things as a resource too. So yeah, guys, that's just what I just wanted to talk about today, is that that just... Try to think in your mind of whatever ways there is. If you ever have any questions in regards to you guys, maybe you feel like you can't find certain produce or just certain things that are on the guide, just try to really think to yourself, okay, what can I do to try to get my hands in on some of these things, right? Maybe if they're not priced well, try to use the internet as a resource, or again, use some of the markets and other areas that are in your other stores that are in your area. Just try to use that to help you out as well, guys. And there's a bunch of other communities and a bunch of different ways, and everyone in this community and that's on this journey is super helpful too. So if you guys ever have any questions for me or maybe for somebody else too, just realize that honestly almost everyone's really helpful in this community. So yeah, it was awesome talking to you guys today. See you guys tomorrow.